Bloomington author Annette Oppenlander was a success in finance and banking, as well as public relations, and then, late in life, realized she loved writing. She's authored 3 young adult science fiction fantasies, and this month has released her 4th novel, a coming-of-age love story set in World War II Germany, entitled Surviving the Fatherland. Much of the story is based on the experiences of her parents and grandparents, who themselves survived the ravages of the Third Reich and the war. Annette joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest this week, Annette Oppenlander. She is the writer of several historical books and young adult fiction as well. Thanks for coming in, Annette.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for having me.
You have a new book out called Surviving the Fatherland. You know a little bit about Germany.
Yes, I do. I was born there and went to school there, went to university, had an internship there in banking, and then came over to the U.S. after my degree to work for a year, and then return and start my big career. And instead, I went to a Super Bowl party where I sat next to a man who I then married a year later.
And what is more American than a Super Bowl party?
That's right, and I had no idea what Super Bowl was or how football works.
Let me give a listing of some of your previous books. You started publishing in the year 2015.
That's right.
That year, A Different Truth came out. Also that year, Escape from the Past, The Duke's Wrath. That was the start of a trilogy of books. There was Escape from the Past, Book 2, The Kid. That was 2016. And then in that same year, there was Escape from the Past, Book 3, At Witch's End.
Well, it's also using historical settings, and it's basically about a young gamer, a teenager, who tries out an experimental game because he thinks he can handle anything. And this experimental game sends him back in time to medieval Germany, where he meets a duke and a knight who actually lived there during that time, late 15th century, in a castle in Thuringia, Germany.
You mean real historical figures?
Yes, that's correct. I went to Germany in 2012 and visited this old ruin, which was really an amazing place. You walked through there and it was like the walls were talking to you. And I came across this little story about this Knight Werner, this famous knight who lived there and was in love with a beautiful woman and in a big feud with an evil duke. And I thought at the time, this is the perfect story. And then I dug into the history of the castle and the history of those figures. And I had this idea about this gamer because I have 2 boys who gamed and they drove me crazy at times. And I thought, what can I do to sort of get even a little bit? And so I created this young man who then time travels back in time, and he has to deal with all these medieval problems, the dirt, the filth, well, obviously not fitting in. And then, of course, he has to figure out how to get back to present day.
Can we expect more in this series?
Well, I've had people say they wanted more, but I think at this point I don't foresee it.
What made you become a writer?
Well, had you asked me this 30 years ago, I would have said, no way, you must be crazy, because I would have not ever thought this would happen. I always liked to write, and for a while I actually worked for a local PR firm here in town, Hirons, and I really enjoyed the nonfiction writing. And I started writing fiction in the 1990s. We lived in the woods in Washington State, and I wrote little children's stories. I really didn't know much about writing or publishing, but it was something that got me started. And then I really got serious in 2002. I interviewed my parents about their experience as war children in World War II. And when I started writing down their stories, it made me feel so different. I felt so good. And it was a real, I really discovered this passion late in life.
Really?
And so when I did it and then created these stories and these, well, situations, it made me feel sort of powerful. And the other part that I discovered was that I really enjoyed history.
Yeah.
And because I also have this sort of analytical side to me, and I love research. So I would go back and research all sorts of things. And because to do historical fiction correctly, you have to do a lot of research and make sure that the setting is right.
Now, interestingly, you brought up your family, talking about your parents and their story and beginning that process in 2002. I also saw some references in some other bios of you that say you knew that there was a family history in Hitler's Germany, but it wasn't talked about all the time? Is that what the case was?
Yes, my parents would once in a while comment on something, but there was never a coherent story being told. And their parents, who were, of course, adults during World War II, who were in some way or fashion involved, obviously, in the daily life, they never talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not a word, really. And my parents would sometimes talk about the hunger they experienced. My father actually slaughtered a horse.
Ah.
He traded clothes with a horse soldier who wanted to defect. And so he got this horse. And that's one of the scenes in the book where he and a friend slaughter this horse in the middle of the night because being caught with a horse that is obviously a war horse would have been grounds for execution at
yeah.
the time.
Apparently, your mother and her mother had a challenging relationship that plays into this story.
Yes, my mother did not get along with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
So her mother really enjoyed or liked the younger brother and pretty much doted on him. So once the father was out of the picture and in the war, my mother was pretty much left to her own devices. And she told me she never got hugged.
Oh.
I mean, for a little girl who is 7 or 8 years old and goes through this hell with bombings and everything else, never to get hugged and seeing sort of this love lavished on this brother must have been horrible. I've probably rewritten this book 50 times over the years.
Yeah.
It was my first novel.
Yeah.
And so 2002, 2009, I had a first draft. I worked with an editor. I thought, oh, this is it. And it wasn't it. It was my first novel, so it was not ready. And then last year in the fall, I finally said, I have to get this done because it wouldn't leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
It would always come back.
And Nagging,
that's right.
Annette Oppenlander was a success in many fields until she really discovered that what she wanted to do with her life was write books. Her most recent book, Surviving the Fatherland. Annette, thanks so much for joining us on Big Talk.
Thank you very much, Michael, for having me.
You can hear that episode and all episodes of Big Talk with Michael Glab at WFHB.org.